If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
This would be a good day to stay in an air-conditioned environment as much as possible or buddy up with a friend that has a pool. I charge. How to stay today and tomorrow with 96 today, 97 tomorrow, heat index 102 to 105. Any pop-up storms that do develop today will be very isolated in nature. I have the rain chances about 10% today, maybe 20% tomorrow, so very widely scattered. Low tonight down to about 75. Storms will become more numerous by Friday and Saturday, but still random and still no guarantee that every town will get wet. But more storms to go around. Mid-90s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so still no end to the incredible heat for the next few days. Right now this morning, we have, I'm doing the math here, we have 83 degrees, dew point 76, so hit that and then calculate. Heat index is now 91 here at 903.
Ooh. At 903, it's 91 heat index.
Yeah, man.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get over the fact that I didn't win Mega Millions last
night. Oh, man, but now you got a chance to win a billion.
No, but not with these.
Not with those. You got to go drive over there again.
You
got
to drive. I don't know.
I was so looking forward to what we were going to do with that money.
Yeah.
I know, best friend.
I had people come.
I don't even know you now.
Even before I won, I had posted, you know, that I had. People were coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
I'm your cousin.
Saw that.
You don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Buddy! I'm your buddy!
That's new best friend.
Right. And even my niece is saying, don't forget, I'm your favorite niece. Shelly, right. You're my only niece. Hmm? So, there you go.
Well, are you going to go again?
No, I didn't go. Our buddy.
Oh,
our buddy
JT went, didn't he?
Went.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to drive over there. Because
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. A billion, man.
I had 20 chances to win yesterday, and I thought those were pretty good odds.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's Mike Pence on the TV. Now they've cut away from him. But this old Mike Pence trying to revitalize himself,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
I mean, he looks like a G.I. Joe. I have to a short G.I. Joe. He looks like the little doll, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
His makeup on Stuart Varner.
He's kind of caking.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fox, they cake it on, man.
He's in his 70s now. He's really good, though.
I wonder if they get a group rate for spray-on tans and bronzer there at Fox News.
Back when they had, they had all these good-looking blonde women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spray-on tans.
Well, now they got good-looking brunettes and blondes and then...
Italian chick that Joey...
Oh, yeah, Emily Campagna. Today. I just got a big crush on her. And then you have swamp creatures like Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
creatures. Okay, guys, we're going to go brave the heat outside here.
Don't do it long, man. It is super hot.
I just hate when you get into the car and it's it's an oven.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. Start to feel the sweat.
Exactly.
The perspiration.
Yep. All right, guys.
Mom's
have a good
spaghetti.
Show.
Hands are sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portions pre-recorded. See you tomorrow.
See you, Rich. Brother. News and Views does begin officially here in mere moments.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting. That shooting happened Tuesday in the area of Ann Street and Interstate 85. One man was shot and died at the scene. Authorities believe the shooting may have happened in the 2000 block of Winifred Street. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a May shooting. 36-year-old Anthony Jones of California was arrested and charged in the shooting death of 42-year-old Sylvester Shackelford. That shooting happened in the area of Traction Avenue and Pauline Street. Once officers arrived, they found Shackelford dead from a gunshot wound. And two juveniles have been charged with murder and first-degree burglary after a body was found in a hand-dug grave in Chilton County. On May 5th, deputies responded to a wooded area east of Alabama Highway 145 to investigate a tip from a nearby resident. There they discovered a body. Investigators identified the remains as those of 71-year-old Thomas Creel of Jemison. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 at ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Shop the summer sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet and save big with red-hot deals on carpet, vinyl plank, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, and more. Plus, for a limited time, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, July 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for your local children's hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, July 28th at DQ.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
How dare you?
I got hairy legs.
You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
A man and a woman.
What the hell are we doing here?
I got hairy legs.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Hey, mister! I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is in the house.
Hey, Joey.
And I'm feeling good this morning, Eddie. Though you're trying to give me one of those pep talks that you love to give.
I don't see it that way.
No, but it really, your pep tops are pep tops, right?
Yeah, pop talks.
Pep talks are often, well...
Usually you need to do something.
Yeah, Joey, you're not doing enough. You're never good enough. I don't want to be married to you. It's like it's never good enough for Eddie. I get it.
I'm a Heinz 57. That's the Asian person in me telling me you're never good enough.
Right.
You got to do more.
Yeah, there's plenty to get to today, so don't try to butter me up. Don't try to spur me on to new greener grasses or new horizons. I'm just fine today. I'm in a great mood, in fact.
Okay. I'll see what I can do to help you with that.
Well, did you see this one story? It was in Birmingham.
Magic
and
City?
And there's, you know the acronym AWFUL? Not like this is an awful situation, but AWFL.
I do not.
Affluent White Female Liberals.
Oh, where can I find them at?
Usually being activists saying, this isn't fair, make it illegal.
Oh, those guys.
This isn't fair, make it illegal. If I don't like it, if it doesn't comport with my sense of compassion and well-being, even though it's not moored to much of any depth, other than I think it, so it must be true, then we must ban it. And it's not just women. There are a lot of men who do this crap, too. But in particular, there's one story that came across the desk this morning. It got me worked up. I'm still in a good mood. I don't need your pep talk.
Okay.
But let's move to this story here. The headline is, a couple fell in love with this Alabama venue.
Well, I like that.
Then they read the contract.
All right. Probably got to have a deposit, things like that.
No, not the deposit. Here, this is actually very well written.
Okay.
By, what is this guy's name? Lee Hedgepeth. Oh, that's a good last name. How's it shaking, Lee Hedgepeth? Birmingham, Alabama. Emily Valdez had fallen in love with her fiancé, of course. But with a wedding venue, too. I mean, isn't this how the ladies do it? I've never been married. So they get all worked up, some of them over, this is my biggest day ever.
Justice of the Peace guy.
It's like, if you get married in your early 20s, don't peak too soon. It's not going to be the only day of your marriage.
Joey.
Just the first day. Anyway. Like, seriously, you spend $40,000 and then, what, you're divorced a year or two later? That's what the odds are. Unless you make plenty of money.
Oh.
Like, if you make plenty of money, those households tend to stay together.
Is that right?
They might step out on each other as design or what? No, I'd like to think they stay true. No, seriously.
Depends on where you work.
The more educated, the more money you make, the more people tend to stay together. Yeah. So these folks who meet in college, it does work out. Now, sometimes it can be just a convenient thing. Like my uncle, who's a priest, has a rule. He's married many people. If you are living together, he will not marry you until you live apart for 2 months.
2 months.
Right, and it's not just a Catholic thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's learned that people will sometimes have a realization when they're not around each other. Like, they've just become a convenient habit.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, we've got a routine in this household. We've been living together, and it's just the inertia and the or the momentum of being part of this couple. And as soon as they're apart for an extended period of time, have to live different, they can still see each other, still plan the wedding. You got to do counseling and all that stuff before the wedding. But if there are people that realize, oh, wow, I was just stuck in a groove, in a rut, in fact.
Right, yeah.
And I need to get out of it. So this whole idea of the big, beautiful wedding, I guess I'll change my opinion if I meet the right woman. Anyway, this couple fell in love with this wedding venue. Emily scoured the internet looking at photos and reading reviews. Eventually, she found it. A venue that fit her family's needs. A place she'd be proud to make a lifelong commitment to her partner. She scheduled and attended a tour. And she loved the venue even more. Wow. Like, the in-person meetup's always a big deal, so she loved it even more. Then, Swan Lake Stables provided Valdez with a contract to sign. I mean, this is going to be a big deal here. You got to secure the venue.
Right.
On its last page, on the last page of the contract, just before the signature line, was a provision Emily Valdez said she was shocked to read. The owners of Swan Lake Stables... Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up here. It's a wedding and event venue in Birmingham, if you haven't already figured that out. The owners of Swan Lake Stables
do not allow same-sex weddings on their property, according to the contract. Now, Emily, Miss Valdez is in it. She's hetero.
Oh.
She's one of those breeders.
Then...
But she read, she fell in love with this place. She even took a date that was inconvenient for her, but it was the only one available. And she said it looked beautiful from the picture. It's just getting so emotional.
I'm not quite seeing the problem. She's not marrying a chick.
But she did the tour. She was asking about like wheelchair accessibility, and they were happy to talk about all that. And then when the venue, she loved it, booked a date, they sent over the contract, and when she got to the last page, she saw this on the contract. The owners of Swan Lake are operating this venue based on sincerely held religious beliefs that marriage was created by God, intentionally, between a man and a woman, and therefore same-sex marriages will not be allowed on this property. When Valdez read that, she said she was furious. It shouldn't be legal. It's just so unfair. We've been dreaming about it all year. We built the wedding around the venue, so this is just frustrating to start over. What sort of privileged, uppity crap is this? It should be illegal that the owners of a property based on sincerely held beliefs, they can't regulate their property accordingly. That should be illegal because you fell in love with a stable house for your wedding. But because, you know, we believe man and woman, well, that is how marriage is defined by God. And this is what we believe. We own the property. We own Swan Lake.
Right.
Like, you think you can just go to any random Catholic church or many other churches? Ever, well, some Reformed Judaism, you can do whatever you want, really.
My guess is there's a reason she can go into a church to begin with.
But this idea that this, that one line, this should be illegal. This shouldn't be legal. Who are you to say that at all? If we give up on this idea that property rules mean the people that own the property and they have sincere beliefs, developed beliefs, in fact, beliefs that stretch back thousands of years, but that should be illegal because one privileged gal decided, oh, this isn't fair, so I'm not having my wedding there. And this might even violate the non-discrimination ordinance of Beham there. Give me a break. How awful.
So you don't like the idea of someone telling you what you can or can't do with your property?
No. Hey, I'll put it this way. If I own that property, I wouldn't have that provision in there. Like, you're gay? Come on, let's get married. I don't care.
Right.
Personally. But I don't own the property. And I know thousands, if not millions, of people across this country, I don't know them personally, who agree with the owners of Swan Lake.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
And I got some family members who, again, are literally Catholic clergy, if that means anything to anybody, where they say, hey, I don't hate anybody.
Right.
But these are the rules of the road. These are the rules of the church. I can't marry you. If you're a gay couple, so to speak. And so you can say the Catholic Church is blah, 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 all these bad things about its history, all the evil that's perpetuated as a human institution. Yeah, but go get married somewhere else at the end of the day. And if we stop respecting private property rules and also people's deeply held beliefs, you might not agree with them, but once you start imposing your secular gobbledygook, commie nonsense on people, you start to imagine that power you've set up to protect the people you love out of your compassionate heart. Well, you need to imagine that the worst possible people are actually the ones that get in charge. You want to ban certain words on Twitter? Well, what if Donald Trump and Elon Musk took over Twitter and started banning certain words that you loved or certain points of view and belief that you love? Freedom is not easy. It can often be frustrating. It can often be ugly. But if you destroy these basic freedoms and these good fences, you're not going to have good neighbors. And you're not going to have much of a free society at all. And you think, well, I'll end up in the group on top. So there's nothing to worry about. I'll be part of the group that gets to impose our will on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you so sure about that? But and also just to see this as an example of it's a rich privileged person thing. So many of these movements. There's a great segment on Tucker Carlson last night. I saw the clip this morning, where it's like, diversity's our strength. We love illegal immigrants, but don't bring them into Washington, D.C. Don't bring them into New York City.
Don't bring them into New York City, that's right.
And it's the same thing with all this climate change crap. We hate fossil fuels. How dare you drill for oil or frack near me? Don't you dare frack near me anymore, Eddie. I don't want any of your pep talks.
My bad.
Don't you dare do any of that stuff near me. But if you want to go to Mexico and all of the world, Saudi Arabia and China, if you want to do all that, like, that's fine. Just not in my backyard. And it's sort of this world where these folks don't have to live with the consequences of what they believe. I say, whether you're on the left wing or the right wing, you should be able to live in a place where you have to bear the consequences of what you believe or claim to believe. And let the chips fall where they may. But this idea that and I think it's what animates most of the coastal elite and this progressive secular liberalism that's out there these days, you can barely call it liberal. It seems like what they're really motivated by is like, I ran away from Alabama to get away from that stupid church I was raised in, and it's not enough for me to go live somewhere else. I now have to use the power of government and my activism, my hashtag activism, and calling local news reporters in order to take down that church back home or anybody that reminds me of those people I didn't like in church. Plenty of reasons to run away from the church you grew up in. But when you're animated by wanting to completely reform and upend traditions stretching back a long way, in fact, people that are often salt of the earth that make this country hum, takes all types, takes the God-fearing and it takes the freaks alike. But when you start to upset that balance and your whole philosophy is imposing your will on others, even out of compassion and fair play and non-discrimination and diversity being our strength, you're doing something very, very ugly. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B.
you know, I've been warning Eddie about fracking in public.
Yeah, I'm
glad you finally called him out on it.
I know. It's gross.
Wasn't me. It was the dog.
It's unseemly. Stop fracking everywhere.
It was the dog.
We're going to end up with monkeypox, Eddie. Stop it. No, I think, what is this? Like, do I have the pox?
Yeah, Joey's got the monkeypox.
You know?
No, I think it's like poison ivy.
I do have glasses now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm enjoying your rant. You're screaming into the darkness.
Thank you.
Tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I often do it at the house when nobody else is home. Just ranting to my, you know, I don't know, out into the air. Yeah, people would call me crazy, but that's all right. So, these weddings, yes. I know what you're talking about with this particular instance, but I'm just looking at the whole idea of the gotta have this venue thing. You know, these young folks, they got some kind of wild ideas about how they've got to, you know, have a lifestyle and start off with spending just a fortune on a wedding.
Bro.
I don't understand it.
I don't
well,
either.
You know, well, I mean, my daughter got married. It was back during the COVID time, so I spent a fortune, but then wound up with 10 people because COVID. We had to. Oh, yeah. And hey, you're talking about, you know, I couldn't, yeah, there's no getting the money back.
Nope.
You know, there's no write off, there's no tax write off.
I heard of one story, and I'm not going to name any names because, in fact, I don't remember the names very well. I just remember the heartbeat of the plot is that this young gal and girl, they were boyfriend, girlfriend all through college. They want to get married. They're good timers, so they want to live it up and have a party.
Yeah, baby.
And, I think the dad spends like $80,000 on the wedding. Like, it's a ridiculous, crazy party. The first or second day of the honeymoon, this newly wed couple gets in a fist fight. So I guess the partying types have a dark side, too. And they, you know, they're going to get now divorced after 2 or 3 days. It's like, there goes $80,000. Good party, man.
No.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We're sending somebody some counter.
No, I mean, yeah. I've heard of these outrageous numbers that people spend on their weddings, on their kids' weddings. It's just, yeah, I mean, about getting out. You know, when I found out that what I spent was really just like I got off easy kind of thing, which didn't feel easy to me.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe people are spending these kinds of
Papa B, you know what got me so worked up about this story, though? It's not like, you know me, you've listened to me for years. It's not like I'm some Bible-thumping Christian conservative from my day of birth. You've watched my journey, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. And so where I stand is, like, I'm trying to actually create liberty, space for people that have different points of view, worldviews in general. Yeah. They can maybe live in the same town or area without hassling one another, but they can still live their lives and flourish and have a great time. And what drives me nuts, especially about the left, is I've had people that I respect, talented people who are left-wingers here in this city of ours. They say, how do you ever work with that Greg Budell? How do you ever talk to those people on the radio? It's like, y'all are some of the most intolerant SOBs I've ever met.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it drives me nuts. Like, why can't you understand people? And yeah, there's some a-holes out there on all sides. That's not unique to a political party.
It's a separate issue from the, you know, cost of the wedding and all that. But that's exactly right. And I would say this, Joey. The culture war is a one-sided war.
Hmm.
It's only the left that is assaulting the right. The people on the, by and large, the people on the right are like, look, dude, just get off my lawn. You know, stop, shut up, leave me alone.
Right,
right. You go do your thing and, you know, let me do mine and, but no, that's not good enough. It never has been for the intolerant left, and that's what really they should be called. They are the most intolerant bunch of folks that I have ever witnessed in my life. Cannot leave good enough alone. Look, up until a few years back, you know, the Supreme Court passed this law, or passed, not passed the law, made a judgment that these courts up in the North and the Midwest cannot get themselves involved in, say, Alabama. If you want to bring a lawsuit, you got to bring it down here for things like religious liberty.
Mm.
These people, say, in Minnesota, would see a football coach on a football field making a prayer, or, you know, at a football game, or, you know, that kind of public event, and they would go lodge a suit up in Minnesota, okay? The Supreme Court put an end to that, thank the Lord.
Good.
All right? So, yeah, it's things like that. Why? Why would anybody get so exercised that somebody else...
Well, because I think at the heartbeat of it, I think at the heartbeat of especially progressive liberalism, think about when American foreign policy really changed with Teddy Roosevelt, who was more that progressive Republican, but then you get Woodrow Wilson. And I'll put it this way. They believe they are so right, that their values are so correct, their principles are so universal, that they're allowed to destroy entire nations to get their way. It's an aggressive, conquering point of view, and it's going to get us into more trouble, as we're seeing. Like, it's driving me nuts, this keeping the world safe for democracy. Well, it's one thing to keep our democracy, our democratic republic safe, but it seems to me that this is just an excuse to go up in every government on Earth, according to your so-called values, then half the time it's just some cynical ploy for oil or something. These people drive me nuts. And this idea that thousands of years of tradition, property rights, deeply held religious beliefs by those property owners should be illegal because some young woman's like, well, I fell in love with this bougie slash rural venue. I was going to ride a horse, but now they don't like the gays. Like, get over yourself. Anyway, I got to run, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy. I'm in a great mood today.
Yeah.
I told you I didn't need a pep talk.
Yeah, my bad. You had coffee this morning, did you?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. It's going to apparently...
keeps me regular.
Mainline in that coffee.
Keeps me regular, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Good for you.
I'm on a schedule.
Welcome to age.
When I'm on a schedule.
When you get to a certain age...
Oh, when you plan to do that?
No, it's the coffee and then eventually the coffee.
No, but don't you have a cycle, a routine?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I schedule, I plan everything out. And when that... When I have to do that at an unexpected time, it kind of can ruin a day.
Are you one of those guys that can only do it on the home court, or you have...
No, if I have to defecate in public, not in public, at a public bathroom.
Thank you.
Shall we? Like, when you got to go, you got to go. But it's not a fun thing either.
Right.
It's like you have to stop. Like, if you're doing a road trip and you got to stop at one of these gas stations, like, even if it's a Buc-ee's, you're like, oh, no.
Well, let me ask you this.
Like, you want to hover over the toilet seat.
Is it a good feeling or a bad feeling when the seat is warm?
It's a bad feeling.
Even on a cold day, Joe?
Very bad thing. Anyway, we got to hit this break. Good God, look at the time. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And there at New Look Decorating Center, they can help you whether you're, well, looking to do it yourself. Maybe a weekend project like repainting the bedroom or restaining a small deck.
Oh, yeah. You'd
had a wraparound deck, right?
Yeah.
You have one.
Yep.
Has that job gotten done?
It's almost.
Almost?
Almost.
You initially were going to do it yourself.
Yeah. And I've taken on certain aspects of it. I had a lot of wood to replace. You bring somebody out there that knows what they're doing, they'll tell you how to do it right.
How about this? When you go to New Look Decorating, and again, they're a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies.
Yep.
When you go into New Look Decorating and you think, I'm going to do this myself, they'll help you with color selection. They'll give you tips and tricks on how to do it yourself. But you might want to fully describe the job to the paint specialist
Good
and
idea,
pros
Jerry.
There at New Look Decorating so they can maybe speak up and go, you probably want to contract out that job. And then if you convince them, I really know what I'm doing. Okay, fine. But that's the great thing about New Look Decorating. Whether you're doing it yourself or contracting out that paint or stain job, well, you can be helped. They know all the painters and contractors in town. So check them out today. You can always call New Look Decorating at 271-0007, 271-0007. Or you can always stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More news and views when we come back right after this.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have 5 obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number 2 is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number 3 is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number 4 is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number 5 is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, listen.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, what is that?
It's the Chappie's Deli Grill. Mike, it tells everyone 2 things. Number 1, we cook on real grills at Chappie's Deli. No better flavor.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Still no end to this relentless heat wave in sight, and we're getting into some dangerous heat indices, especially today and tomorrow. Any showers or storms that do develop today or tomorrow will be widely separated, very isolated in nature, and mainly in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high today 96, low tonight 75, Thursday's high 97, heat index at or above 105 today and tomorrow. But then, by Friday and Saturday, the rain chances are better. Storms will become more numerous. Still hot through the weekend with highs in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Maybe you are looking to get married. Well, first you got to ask, right? You got to pop the big question.
Now, Joey, let me ask you, are you one of those guys that gets the father of the bride involved? Do you ask it?
Oh, you got to. Yeah, I think that's a good tradition.
Okay, just checking.
And then, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Especially if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, I get it. But if you can afford it, why not a true one-of-a-kind, a truly unique engagement ring to really show Well, you're my one and only. My soulmate. Or some sappy crap like that. Heirloom Jewelers can help you. Troop Booth can help you. He has one-of-a-kind engagement rings.
Yep.
Or maybe you're just looking to treat yourself. Like, hey, I've earned plenty of money. I closed a big deal today. Let's go get a Rolex. I feel like a man. Or it could be ladies, you want to treat yourselves. Or maybe you need to get out of the doghouse, gentlemen. Well, True Booth can help you with all of that. You see what they currently have in stock at heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloomjewelers.com. And you can do the whole process online. See what they have, add it to checkout, and check it online. It'll be shipped to you. Or you can buy in person at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And sometimes people like to peruse the website and then go actually hold that item in their hands, which makes a lot of sense to me. You want that in-person feel for a piece of jewelry. And is it going to fit? You know, all these things. Well, whether you buy in person or online, though, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. And you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you want to sell to True Booth, just make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066 or make an appointment online. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. True will look over what you bring in, give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
And he has. I don't want to give too much away about his business plan.
Yeah.
But because of True Booth's 40-plus years of expertise, that's how long he's been around. He grew up in the family business. He can offer you the best prices in town, whether you're looking to buy or sell. So check him out today. That's True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, did you see the tweet from Kamala Harris?
I did not. I am not on her feed.
You didn't see the tweet from our vice president? She's a very important person.
I know to her and her family she is, but not so much to me.
First black woman ever as vice president.
I mean,
it's a big deal, Eddie.
I know it is, but we
can't. I don't think you do respect it, actually. I suspect you're racist.
Not at all. I think we could do better, though. I think we could do better than her.
Okay.
I would rather have seen Oprah. I'm going to be honest.
Oprah?
I would
really
rather have seen Oprah at this point, yeah.
Did you turn into a white woman all of a sudden?
No, but that's how.
Show me Oprah.
If Oprah's there, then we all get a car. If we look under our seats.
What are you drinking gin now, too?
Gin and juice, baby.
Well, no, this tweet from the vice president, it's a doozy. Well, it's actually good news. Gas prices are coming down. But guess what, Eddie? Gas prices have dropped 69 cents per gallon over the last 6 weeks.
All right, are they down where they were, I don't know, let's go with 2 years ago? That low?
That doesn't matter. Did you not read? Did you not hear me read the tweet?
I didn't.
Gas prices have now dropped 69 cents.
I've been too focused on January 6th. What happened on January 6th and what gas prices were?
Hold on. Folks, I need a sidebar with Eddie here.
Eddie, yeah. The answer, just say nice. 69 cents.
69.
Yeah. So, the vice president tweeted out that gas prices have dropped 69 cents per gallon over the last 6 weeks. What's your response, Eddie?
Where were they at January 6th?
You just say nice.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Ugh, you're slow today.
I'm telling you, Joe, if you're reading her tweets, you're wasting your time. There is so much better things you could be doing with your time.
Don't talk to me about wasting time. I'm a connoisseur, an aficionado of wasting time, good sir.
I mean, you give me a hard time about TikTok. I learn more on TikTok than you've learned.
No, but sometimes you just go along with the bit. It's 69 cents. It's still killing people at the pump. It's hurting farmers. It's hurting waste management companies all over Alabama. It's hurting the average consumer, especially guys who bought a brand new truck.
Right. 13
miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Well, at least that 69 cent drop will help you out, right?
No.
Just say yes. Nice.
That's so nice.
I'm tired of talking to you. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Simpler days on the line.
Yes. It's even hurting talk show host.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I probably deserve it.
He enjoys it. He's one of them kind of guys.
So speaking of vice president, I think Caitlyn would have made a better choice.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
The Olympian?
Yes.
Is that what happens when you eat your Wheaties?
Yeah. I think it would show more diversity, if that's what we're striving for.
It is our strength.
Yes. And instead of worrying about inflation and all the other nuts and bolts things, I think that would have been a better choice. But anywho, you know, Joey, be careful when you make that choice that day you decide to get married. Mm. The wedding day coming up. Weddings are, that one day is a fantasy. Mm. It'll never, ever be that way again. But divorce is reality.
This is true.
True words were never spoken.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me, sir. Can you imagine if Groundhog Day, you know, with Bill Murray, if it had been instead of, like, him going to see the groundhog and all that, that if it had been his wedding day, I think it would have jumped off that cliff a lot quicker.
Probably about the third time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The greatest gift a man can give his daughter is not a big church wedding, not an expensive wedding, but the gift of financial independence.
Hear, hear.
True or
actually, I was convinced by this, of all people, by Victor Davis Hanson. Y'all probably seen him on Fox News. But he did a thing based on a Greek tradition. And I'll tell everybody now, if I ever have a daughter or daughters, I'm going to do my damnedest to be able to buy them a home before they ever get married. They can do, once they have it, they can do with what they want. But it's nice for the women to have the power, actually have the household.
Right.
And that's what I would do. I think that financial independence is a good point.
Exactly, because that way, then, if, you know, if Camelot doesn't happen, if Prince Charming doesn't arrive, then she doesn't have to settle for less.
Right.
And she can make her own financial decisions, stand on her own 2 feet, and plan her life and live a life of peace.
Well, and if she has a Prince Charming show up at her door and she kisses him and he turns into a toad, she can kick him out.
Right.
Please don't talk about Eddie like that. You know how sensitive he is.
Yeah, but he's my toad, you know.
Hey, my greatest wedding event was, I got called in one morning, and this lady was sitting there in my office, and she was crying, and she was in her wedding dress. And she had been involved in an event out at Wind Lakes Country Club, and the fire, her bride, you know, she was the bride of this fireman, and so he'd invited all these different firemen to the wedding there, and they were all drinking and having a good time, and one of the firemen decides to come over and give her a peck on the cheek.
Mm.
I guess maybe they'd had a close encounter earlier or something, but anyway, her husband didn't like it.
Mm.
And he shoved him, and then it was on.
Oh, no.
And you had a big brawl going on there in Wind Lakes Country Club, and the bride gets knocked over a table.
Oh, no.
The wedding cake gets destroyed.
Oh.
So she's sitting in my office, and she's sitting there crying, and her mascara is running, and she said, "This wasn't what I wanted." I said, "I know, but don't you see, you know now. And based on the information that you have, you need to make a decision. Either you can spend the rest of your life worrying about when the next man is going to speak to you, approach you, talk to you, and all hell's going to break loose, or you can make a decision today."
Yep.
And cut ties and walk away, because you don't have a child with him.
Right.
Cut your losses and move on. So, see, some people find out earlier. Some people, it takes them a lot longer. But financial independence is a really good thing.
Well, and I love that story, because there are some women don't want any drama, don't want any of those fights, especially not on their wedding day. And then there are some women, when their man protects their honor, they start ovulating. So it's, you never know. It takes all types to run the world.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
You too, sir.
I did not know we were going to turn into The View all of a sudden.
The View?
I'm talking about ovulating and weddings and all that.
It's one of the most insulting things you've ever said to me.
Well, just trying to keep you on track.
Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Joey, I don't think you are listening to Eddie closely.
Hmm.
What Eddie is trying to tell you is that Kamala Harris has set the bar so high it's going to be physically impossible for anybody to match her.
Oh, is that what Eddie's saying?
I feel like it's the opposite. The bar is so low, it's impossible for anybody to limbo under it. I mean, we could have done so much better, but that just proves to me even more the fix was in. They said, Joe, you want to win? This is the one you're taking with you.
Well, you know, I called in the other day and mentioned that Newsom had gone to the White House and you know, there was something possibly up with all this. The backstory for me on that is the Democratic Party has realized that Kamala Harris is not Plan B.
No.
And if they have to put Joe on life support, you know the old song, Prop Me Up by the Jukebox When I Die?
Yes, I know that song.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to heaven.
That is going to be played at the Democratic National Convention for Joe Biden. And that is going to be the theme for the midterm elections. Because they can't afford for nothing to happen to that man. Because they got nothing waiting in the wings if it does.
Oh, people are trying to draft Liz Cheney. There are people trying to draft Rodham, old Hillary Clinton. They're going to find a way to shoehorn Hillary Clinton into that office.
You know,
I'm just guessing, but it's right there.
There's a part of me that would agree with that.
Right.
But there's another part of me that says they realize that would even be a bigger mistake than Joe Biden.
Mm.
Because look back at all the stuff that happened during her State Department stay. Oh, did y'all listen to the TikTok video that I sent y'all of Ted Cruz talking to the State Department head?
To Tony Blinken? No, I've not watched that. The Secretary of State?
Yeah, no, it's the chairman of the State Department.
Oh, chairman of the State Department.
And the email that was sent out basically saying don't hire any white males, especially if they have any kind of physical limitation.
Mm.
And Cruz had a copy of it and was questioning her about it. And she was like, I know nothing about that. That is not State Department policy. And he said, well, yes, it is. It's an email from the State Department saying this. It has to be policy.
Right.
And, oh, man, she could not come back with any reason for that email being sent out.
Well, I've got the clip pulled up now. Thank you for sending it to me, and we'll play that when we got a little more time in the next hour.
You gentlemen, have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
272-9228. I have to hit this break. T-Spear, Eric the Dog.
You and your break.
By the way, I love Eric the Dog's reaction videos on TikTok.
Yeah?
Man, what a man.
Oh, he's got something to say to you today.
So, Eddie, the gas prices have dropped 69 cents in the last 6 weeks.
69.
Nice.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we run out of time this hour, let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I have a reason for Kamala Harris, whatever she wants to call herself, for her situation. The reason...
Is that missing?
No, they follow me outside. The reason that they put her in office was strictly as Joe's insurance policy. They knew nobody would shoot him if she was sitting in the wing. They knew that they were safe, that nobody would go after him if she were sitting in the wings. What better insurance policy to keep Biden alive than that?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Better way for people to say, oh, we want Biden, we definitely do not want Harris. Look at what's waiting there. This is a grim reaper. And as far as her talking about, oh, they decreased the cost of 62 cents per gallon this past in the last couple of weeks, considering it's still $2 over what it was when President Trump was last in office, they still haven't really decreased anything.
There you go.
And people need to recognize that fact. This woman is a nightmare, and people better be praying that Biden lasts his entire term, because if not, you think Biden's bad? This nutcase would be worse.
Well, T-Spear, I appreciate it. Give an extra treat to Abigail for me.
I shall do that. Just like she needs it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Eric the dog.
Hola.
What up, dog?
All right. So which one of y'all's Whoopi and which one of y'all's Joy? I need to know.
Huh? He's more of a Whoopi.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the view. Oh, yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know you record the view, go home and watch it. Don't even act like you don't.
What the heck are you talking about? It's a miserable show.
Yes.
Well,
it has set women back decades.
Well, first off, we can't be identifying women, which is, I don't know how Kamala Harris